What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do weekly, and we talk about manhood, fatherhood, relationships, politics, people's mamas and daddies. We trying to niche it down to, you know, just looking at things... letting y'all see a black man's point of view. Maybe you know black man or even a man, whatever, in your family or somebody that you know, and you might be weirded out by the way by their thought process. Mm-hmm. We might be able to help you understand that, or you just see that more people think like that than just the person you know.
We just chopping it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we chopping it up. Y'all get comfortable.
Yeah,
yeah, so we do this every week. Anyway, we decided to... Oh, I got... I got a little quick update. This is a good fatherhood moment, I think.
All right.
I was proud of myself for this. The door situation. I'm installing these doors at my house.
Yep.
The ones I ordered from Lowe's.
Did they come from Lowe's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll tell you about it because you ain't see it. Y'all got to go to our Patreon, me and Angel's Patreon. I'm only explaining the story one time. I did it on there already. Anyway, so I had my oldest son helping me install these doors, some custom-made doors that I ordered. They got all jacked up. That's neither here nor there at this point. So I made my oldest son. The first day I had him, you know, just help me out, just trying to familiarize him more and more with tools and stuff, okay. Working with his hands. And I asked him, I can't remember what it was, I asked him to do something, and I was like, you want to do it? He was like, nah. He was like, I don't know how. I said, but why don't you just go ahead and try? He was like, because I don't know how to do it. He said, I don't want to try. I was like, why not? Mm-hmm. I said, how many times do you think I've installed doors before? He was like, I don't know, a bunch. I said, I've never done this before a day in my life. Mm-hmm. I said, but ain't nothing going to stop me from trying to do this. Literally, there's nothing to it but to do it. I said, so move forward with that thought process.
Yeah.
Who cares if you don't know how to do it?
That's the only
way it gets done the first time if somebody just tries it. I had to pat myself on the back for that.
Yeah,
he was
man.
Like, all right, he probably went in one ear and out the other. He'll remember it like 20 years from now.
Did he see all the caulking and the filling in the gaps?
He didn't see me doing that part. Yeah. He can't, because about that, I didn't get to that part until I started installing on Saturday. So Monday. I didn't start that process until Monday. Yeah. And that's when he finally peeked back in. I was like, oh, you back to help? He was like, nah, I'm just in here to see the door. I said, oh, so you ain't even gonna offer to help? By that time, that's when I was caulking and stuff.
You should have had him stand there and do some improv. That's his thing. Act like you're hitting the
hammer. He can act all he want, but he gonna know how to work with his hands a little bit.
Yeah.
At least enough to survive. But anyway, that's my little quick update. You got anything?
I do,
you got
man.
Any plane? Oh,
yep.
You
airplane?
Got
plane? Oh, yeah.
Goose's plane stories. All right, let's hear it. What happened?
Let me tell y'all, man. This nice little old lady was sitting next to me on the plane.
This is great. I'm sorry. I love everybody else loves them too, I'm sure. Go ahead.
Man, you know how people talk, and, you know, it's almost muscle memory. You just, like, snip your nose. Like, something itching you. And sometimes you might even go in there with your finger and be like,
or catch something by accident.
Yeah,
like, oh, what's that? My bad.
You know, it happens. You know, I ain't whatever. So we sitting there, we flying, and she does this, right? She has a mask on. She takes a mask off, and she was just like getting something out of nose.
Yeah,
whatever. It was. I saw it right here.
She's beside you.
She's beside.
Okay.
Me. So I saw it, like. Paid no attention though.
Yeah.
Here comes the lady. Snacks, drinks. Do you want anything? Blah, 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 blah. So I was like, yeah, man, let me get two cookies.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Them Delta cookies. Oh,
yeah. You got to get two.
Give me one pack, man. I need two packs.
And the Sun Chips.
Oh, you get the Sun Chips. And don't let my baby be with me.
She going to need two.
Yeah. I'm like, let me get four. Two. Hey, boy, I be racking up.
Yeah.
So she gave me my cookies, and then she's like, anything to drink? I'm like, yeah, let me get some water. The lady passes me the water. Midway coming to me, this old lady, man, This is the cup.
So he's holding the cup in his hand.
She doesn't grab it from the bottom.
Oh,
like,
she grabs the rim.
Here you go, like this. Yeah. She doesn't take one hand and passes it to me. Here you go. She literally grabs the rim
of
the cup with one hand, then the rest of the rim with the other hand, and was like.
Because if she's older, maybe she got a little bit of shake to her. She got to be careful how she grabs stuff.
So I sat there with this cup in my hand. The lady just walked on. I was like,
excuse me, let me go to the bathroom.
It's happening, man. I drunk the water.
Oh, no. No.
This is how I drunk it, though. I poured it out of the cup into my mouth, so the brim didn't touch my lip.
Man.
So I'm like, matter of fact, I squeezed it, and it was like a little peek,
Made a little,
and I was like,
a little channel.
I know
for
she
it.
Saw it because I was just like, there.
Made a little channel for it.
Man, I wanted to tell this old lady, man, what the hell wrong with you?
Oh yeah, nah.
I respect my elders too much to make her feel bad. And we had a 5-hour flight, so. I was just like, okay, next go round. I got it.
Well, she would have grabbed it with two fingers and like put a finger in there. Here you go, baby. Go on in. Go on, quench your thirst, baby.
Okay, then it just been like.
Nah, she would have been just as sweet. Here you go, baby. Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Grandma, mama, please take this back. Take this. So. The only thing I can think is that somebody done spilled water on her before.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, not this time.
Yeah.
And she grabbed it. But it was almost like she was like, oh, he going to taste this thing.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. She wrapped it around.
Wrapped her hand around.
Damn, both around the rim, right underneath the lip. So I'm good. Yeah. I got it. I ain't put my.
Stop,
man. Don't do that. If you're sitting next to somebody and they reaching across, just let them do the thing. Don't touch the snacks.
It's courtesy, though. You know, people pass it on.
Don't touch my shit.
if she did it underhand, this wouldn't even be the story.
It wouldn't be the story. If her old behind was able to keep her hand from shaking, she wasn't even that old. But she was old, but she wasn't like
90s or nothing.
Yeah. She had to be about 70.
Oh, yeah, that ain't old.
No.
She probably wouldn't, I don't know, depending. If she was black, ain't no telling. She could have been 146, she was, and she looks 70.
She was of the
Okay. Race. She might have been your age then. Yeah. I don't think I would have been able to drink out of it. I would have got up to the bathroom, like just took my water with me. It's like, here, y'all can give me a new. I would have respected the two. I wouldn't have said nothing.
No,
but.
You got me once. All the other elderly people, you're going to
How
get
they going to pay for her mistake?
They going to pay for it. Hey, man, come on, man. That's
you ain't
going
to be able to do it. You too Southern, just
I
like
am,
me. You ain't going to be able to do it. Not nobody older.
Mama, please. Why you got to? God.
Now, if it's me, I'm like, here you go, bro. You got my fingers all in the water.
Yeah, that happened. And that was.
I thought about it on the way here. I said, you flying tonight too?
Yeah, we flying tonight. Usually I don't have no issues going, but
I'm
going
to be like, Kev, try your best to just mess up Goose's flight just so we can get a good start.
Oh, man, I got a success story, though. Y'all
What's
might
that?
Have saw this online or whatever. We got on the plane, and it was delayed, so we was trying to get our connecting flight to somewhere. What was it? It was the last city we was in. But anyway, it was rush time. We had to literally run to the next plane, right?
Oh, yeah.
But we didn't have to run to the next plane.
So it was like within like a 30-minute leaving or something like that?
Man, it was
It was going to be. Oh, 10.
Yeah,
it's close.
It was. People were already on. Everybody was on the plane.
Yeah,
but they
was waiting on y'all.
They was waiting on us. I'm getting off the plane. And as soon as I get off, they're like, Greg, this way. I'm like, yeah. So it was Kev and Josh on the ramp. As soon as you get off the plane, how they bring your luggage up sometimes, they're right there with this Delta agent.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Greg, come on.
Oh, because we of their status, down. So they'll look for them, yeah.
Man, they got us in a Porsche Cayenne. And we on the
going on the runway. Nice, that's dope, yeah.
Still with me. We got there, I'm like, hell yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Kev for having that status, man. That was
Now they'll when I was contracted at the airport, every now and then we would see Delta has Porsches, mm-hmm. and I think Emirates or somebody, they have all Mercedes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But most of them have Porsches, it seems. I don't know if Porsche got a contract with Delta or what. But, depending on if you're running late to keep people from running through, if you're, I think it's Emerald status or something like that.
Yep.
Depending on, yeah, I think it's Emerald. Yeah, something like that. You'll mm-hmm. get, they'll take you. Other people, they just make you run through the airport. They'll still hold the plane, but they'll make you wait, depending on how close it is.
Tahir and our security mm-hmm. were too far back, sitting back, so we had to leave.
And walk their heavy asses out. And Coney, it was still Coney?
It was Coney, oh, okay. They had to walk. They had to catch the train. Matter of fact, because we connected in Atlanta, so they was in terminal.
They had to catch three trains.
Yeah, they had to catch it. But they ended up waiting for them anyway, but that was hilarious, man.
When we was coming back from the Bahamas, I was walking through Atlanta Airport, right? I got a bunch of friends that live in Atlanta. Most of them moved there. And one of my homegirls, I thought I seen her, right? I'm looking at this girl, and I'm like, that's my home. And I'm rushing back to find my son, little Marcus. Mm. So I'm like walking in one direction, but I'm yelling her name because I'm like, I'm going to come back and connect with you. Because we talk, I don't know, a couple times a year, but I ain't seen her in a long, long time, right? Mm. And I'm sitting there yelling her name. I'm like, I know this. Hear me. I'm mad now. I know she hear me, right? So as I'm going back to get Marcus and I see him, I'm like, all right, come on. So then I'm like, where are you going?
Yeah.
Or whatever. I text her, right? And she was like, ? I ain't going nowhere. You going somewhere. Where you going? She was like, I'm in the kitchen. I ain't going nowhere. Yes, so man. Then I call her. I said, I'm in the airport cussing you out right now. Because this girl, man. I mean, walked like her, same shape, complexion. Only thing she had on a hat, so I could see like half of her eyes and but it looks just like her. Oh, man. I'm like, I'm sitting there like calling you everything. Like,
can you imagine? Because
it is just like her. She said, yeah, it would be like me to ignore somebody. If they. I said, I know that. That's why I got mad.
Would have been funny.
If I ran up on that girl, like, you don't hear me? I'm sorry. You get arrested in the airport for getting beat up.
And Atlanta got hella police.
Yeah.
You would have been locked up. What? Why so fast? 6'4" beating up on the lady?
No, I'm saying she would have hit me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm beating up on
you. Hey, girl, you ain't see. Oh, stop. I'm sorry. My bad.
What you talking about?
You hear me? You hear me calling you? Because she would do something like that. Like, I ain't know who you were. Apparently, I knew you. Anyway, fam. Yeah,
man, the call laid all out of night.
I said, I'm over here mad at you. She's laughing, too. Anyway, so this was actually suggested by Melanie.
Yep.
Greg's wife, for us to review this show. Mainly because what we talk about out here is men being a little more open, something you don't see a lot. You know, on the social media and Tabitha Brown's internet. Mm-hmm. But it's this show called Couples Therapy.
Yep.
It's in its fourth or fifth season?
It's in its third season. They trying to get a fourth season.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
I thought.
Is this one.
So there is no fourth season.
There is no fourth season.
Okay, I don't know. I was on the app and I was looking and I thought that I scrolled through season 1, 2, 3, and 4, but maybe not. I believe you. Anyway, it's a few seasons in, three seasons in. Mm-hmm. We're starting. This is episode 1, season 1. We're just going to start reviewing this show, mainly because we feel it's important. Like, therapy is important. Specifically, therapy it truly is important, but I can only speak from a black man's point of view because that's mostly what I know. Mm-hmm. It's hard to get us to go to therapy.
Yep.
And we probably the ones that need it the most, just from what we deal with, not to say women or not to say anybody else, but I'm speaking for us because I'm one of us, because of what I see us going through and what I know I've been through myself, and it's only like a fraction of the stuff that I seen some of my people that I know go through. Mm-hmm. I'd be telling them like, you need to go talk to somebody. And it's getting more and more common. I've seen some of my partners, I'm like, I would never imagine you going to, and it's not for like relationship. It's just like, no, I need, it's some self-work over here. I need to work through some things I've been through or whatever type of life I lived. I need to work through that. So we thank it'd be important to review something like this. Now we, you know us, we ain't gonna get too deep about it, but we're gonna be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Real honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had to take me some notes. You know names, don't you?
I don't know names.
Oh, I was going to say, you're usually pretty good at that.
I was about to print out a list with the faces and like, look, this is going to be our reference point. But since this is the first go-round, we're going to see how well we're able to get around.
I done been through whole seasons of shows and still don't be remembering people's names.
Oh, I'm the same way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We was doing,
with this, it might be different, though.
Yeah, no, because not as many people. We was doing, you know, Married at First Sight, and we'd be on episode 96 and we still guessing these people's names.
Yeah, you just be like the Asian guy.
Yeah.
The fat
we
boy.
We call one of them Glowworm. Because they was both light skinned. just baby face looking people. Glowworm.
Oh my goodness.
So to
your point though, you wouldn't imagine people going through what they're going through or even certain people having issues. This show is perfect. It's like you go from people arguing about spilling milk to the person calling their husband too much to a person that doesn't come home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's every issue that you probably have gone through is going to be in here. And every issue that you haven't gone through is going to be in this show. And it's interesting. It's real interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what the type of stuff people go through and how far it takes them. Like,
yeah.
Like some stuff is just like, I can't believe this is causing an issue, or how is this even an issue?
Yeah,
just you know, we standing in the front yard looking in though. It's like we don't know what the. That's why we're watching the show. We gonna get to know these people, what kind of lives they live, what they've gone through, how they got to where they are. Because you know, some of the stuff you look at is like, how is that even possible? How do you get there? You know, when you can comfortably say. And one of them actually said that it's just like, you know, I'm done. I don't want to even try no more.
Yep.
And it's just like, and they're both comfortably like, yeah. But somebody wants something to work because they're in therapy. So to get to that point of us both being cool with not being together no more, but let's just go try. Like, that's how bad it is. It's like, we both know. We both done with this.
It's over, man.
Yeah.
But we can go.
Let's go ahead. So. We got the first couple. I was trying to pull up cast so I could see names and faces, and I couldn't find anything when I looked it up. But the first, go ahead.
The counselor is Dr.
Oh yeah.
Her I don't know how to say her last name, but her first name I'm assuming
Let
is.
Let me try. Let me see.
Orna.
I probably ain't gonna be able to get it. Oh yeah, we gonna leave that alone. Orna. Good. Hold on. It might be a silent letter in there. Gorelink? Gorelink? It could be Goronik. Goronik. Yeah.
There we go. Goronik. We'll say Goronik.
Yeah. Sorry, Ms. Orna, if that's not right.
Yeah, we'll get it right. Next episode, we'll get it right. But she's... this counselor is counseling everybody, right?
Yeah, it's six couples.
Yeah, that they're filming. I think it's five couples.
Five couples. Yep. So it's five different couples doing five different sessions. Some of them are a weekend. Some of them are months in. Some of them are a couple of days in.
23. Yeah.
And then the marriages are different levels too. Some is 2 years married. Some is 23 years married. They're all over the place too. I didn't get that down either.
11 years, six.
So maybe
months.
We could combine these and you'll be able to tell how long they've been married. Because they were putting that up, but I didn't type that out.
I'm about to sift right through it while we're doing this so we can be on track. So first couple is...
it don't even matter.
Okay.
We're going to figure it out next
time. Annie and...
You got it. Annie and
MAU.
Mau? Mayu? Anyway, her name is spelled MAU. Mayu?
His name.
Mau? That's his name.
Yeah. Her name is Annie. And they've been married for 23 years.
23 years.
Yes.
This dude is impossible. He is a f***ing asshole.
I concur.
Like, complete asshole.
I concur.
The amount of audacity. So he's honest about what he wants.
Oh, he's honest.
He's completely honest, and he thinks he deserves it. So originally, he said he wants to not have any responsibility, do anything he wants, have it his way with all the sex and none of the responsibility. First, I thought he was talking about just for his birthday.
Mm.
He wants this in general, in life.
Yes. To hit on, pause, his wife set up a birthday party for him.
Yeah.
And it was going to be all type of stuff.
Yeah.
She's doing it big for his birthday.
Real big.
They've been together 23 years now. So when I say big, there might be some threesomes or sexual.
Yeah, no, I don't know if that was a normal thing in their relationship or
me
not.
Me neither. I mean,
because
I don't
it
know.
Didn't seem like it was like, this is just what we do. It seemed like, no, for my birthday, this is what I want. So she's trying to set it up.
She set everything up for this man.
I think they have done it before.
They might have.
No, because it was something that she brought up that I was like, okay, that must be a normal thing with them.
Well,
or
he has a high.
Not normal, but they may have done it before.
He has a crazy sex drive, she says. Or he says too. But anyway, for his birthday, she's setting all this up. He gets frustrated with her after she set all this up because she's doing it. She's planning his birthday the way she wants to plan it and not the way he wants it. So this man leaves and goes to Italy by himself for his birthday.
Let you know what kind of pockets these people's dealing with.
And that's another thing. We haven't got that deep into it yet, but this guy has to be bringing in all the money in this relationship. He has to be the breadwinner. She has to be an at-home mom. I don't know. I don't even know if they got children. They ain't even specified that yet.
Nah, not in this one.
She has to be at the house and he's funding everything.
Yeah.
For him to be as blunt as he is, and for her to
blunt and bold, yeah.
For her to suck it up and accept that,
yeah,
got to be
so. And that's my only thing is, like, I don't know what their original arrangement was for marriage. I don't know what she was looking for. Maybe she could have been looking for that. But the fact that they are where they are, that's not what she actually wanted, or at least that ain't what she wants anymore.
Oh no,
is to be basically taken care of and to be of service, complete servant. Not even of service, because we all in of service to our partner, but a servant to a husband, because that seems to be what he's used to and what he wants. And again, I thought he was wanting all this because she was planning his birthday. So she was honestly planning the stuff that he thought he would like, but she was only doing it her way. He couldn't understand because he wants everything done the way he wants it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, she can't do that unless you tell her exactly what it is that you want and execute it how you want it executed. That's not possible unless you planning it your goddamn self. Like,
when has any of your friends, girlfriends, family members planned your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
And you showed up knowing it's your birthday and was like, this ain't what I want. What y'all doing, man?
That's a gift.
This is a gift.
I think you would like this here. Nah, I don't want that. That ain't how a gift works. So I'm like you said, I'm assuming she's doing all this planning, but he's actually paying for it. I'm guessing. I don't know. Hold up. No, because I looked up. I don't mean she's working. I looked up all these people on one of the sites and it said like all of them got like a PhD or a doctorate or something. Like it seemed like everybody on the show.
Well,
or maybe that's the other count. I don't know what I was looking at, but I was like PhD, 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 doctorate, master's.
Well, that's
PhD.
One thing that could be true, but
no, I'm saying I don't know if she's working. Maybe she has PhD, but doesn't work because
that's
of his,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we don't know that. Know
that's
that
what I'm
yet.
Waiting on. As we move forward, there's gonna be an aha. Like that's why this dude think he can just do this and just have no repercussions for anything because she's you know.
No, he wants no accountability, no responsibility, and just everything to work his way.
Yes, and she's like, accepting it.
And that's
oh my goodness.
That's part of the problem. You see it all the time. I don't know. I know nothing about this lady outside of what they've said on the show.
Mm-hmm.
People enter. Now I'm only speaking from, you know, from being black, being a black man, seeing black women, black couples get married. I've seen white ones too. Got white friends, but I see this. The only thing I can relate this to is I know I have friends that grew up in the church. People I went to high school with, people I've known since elementary school, grew up in the church, and the church teaching the wives or the women to be servants to their husbands. You are to answer at their beck and call. What they want, you give. When they want it, you give it. I've seen it in churches I've went to and everything, and I'm like, and then people get grown. Marriages end up falling apart because eventually that gets old. You see that's not the case. That's not how it should be. They think they're happy. Mm-hmm. They think things are going great, and then they have this internal misery, and they don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah,
because they don't realize that this is not actually what I want. This is not how it should be. Her case, it seems like, I don't know, for something for like that to go on for so long, that's from her not speaking up as well, because either that would have ended a long time ago, or she would have like put her foot down, like, and it would have been a change. But it seems like she has now reached her peak. That's the only reason they're in therapy. She's done.
That's true, because it seems like he's, I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah, like, hey, this is me.
Yeah.
Even the counselor, she couldn't even get him to admit when he was wrong.
Yeah.
There's always a no, like, no, that ain't it. Or she said, or you were devastated.
Yes.
No, I'm not devastated. I was disappointed.
Then he says, let's agree on highly disappointed. And they were like, devastated, highly disappointed.
Yeah.
Well, you can be wrong.
Yeah, they basically said there is always an objective of him being right. Like, and then he's like, no, that's not true. They was like, you're doing it right now.
Yeah, like, he is.
Look at my note. He's impossible. My note on him. I ain't got nothing else to say on this dude. This dude is completely impossible. Like, I don't, and that he wherever he's at, whatever he's doing, he's the boss, he's the CEO, he's the owner, he answers to no one. That's what it seems like.
Or he's getting paid a decent amount of money, and he takes all that authority and all that power he has and spews it all on his wife, because this lady is, matter of fact, this is what they said. She set all of this up for him, and the counselor was saying, well, what did you set up? Well, was it some type of sexual act? So he said, well, I'm assuming it was threesomes and some type of sexapade, this, that, and another. Mm-hmm. So she was like, is that what you want? And he was like, well, yeah, that's what I want. So she was like, so your wife, is that her appetite? Does she want this to happen, or is she doing this for you? And I forgot what happened after that.
Yeah, I think that's when it was.
It went to another couple, maybe.
They were both like, nah, that ain't really the case.
Yeah. So now it's like this lady is about to, man, you go have a threesome, and that's not even on your mind to do so, or that's not your sexual appetite, and you doing this for this man, and this fool leave and goes to Italy
to do whatever he
wants to do.
Man, you in Italy by yourself and you got deep pockets. Everything's going down.
she said the man be wanting sex 3 times a day. And you just went to Italy by yourself.
Yeah. And she said, I can't remember what she said. They've done like a lot of kinky stuff. Like that she was naming off stuff. And she was like, I don't know if it was a preview or what, but she was talking about stuff that they've done or whatever. But he's completely unreasonable. Like, there's no reasoning with this dude.
He's a
goddamn lunatic. Like,
we're
gonna see how they progress. Go ahead.
I'm no longer worried about him. It's the wife. I want to see how she changes and if she grows a backbone. I don't know if they have children. That's another thing. And then, if they've been married for 23 years, they look like they may be 48, 50-ish.
Maybe, yeah.
So they've been together since they was in their 20s or whatever. Yeah. So,
And we don't know what all their marriage has been through. And I don't even know what you would call that. I don't know if she's submissive I don't know what you would call that. Like,
well, whew, yeah, I don't. She's not.
Because she didn't seem like she was submissive.
Mm-mm. She speaks her mind.
Yeah, she speaks her mind and they go back and forth. It's not like she just like lets it. She don't seem like she lets him run her over.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of hard to say.
But it seems like he come in like, hey, we having sex tonight. And she's just like, all right. Like,
yeah, but if we do it, we're going to have to do it this way.
Yeah.
Because I really don't want to. But if you want to, we will.
We got to do it like, before dinner because I have to cook.
Right. So it's not, she's not, she'll hold her own in some aspects, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, it's weird.
Dude, a sucker. Second couple is Elaine and Deshaun. That's the black couple, right?
Black couple. Okay.
Yep. And they've been married for 11 years.
11 years.
Yep.
So, you want to go or you want me to go?
No. If y'all see me with my head down, I'm scrolling down.
Oh, yeah. We got it. I'm looking at my notes and he's actually getting
the
names
and the years.
Names and the years from the thing. So, how long have they been married?
11. 11.
11 yep. years. So, my note was she seems unreasonable with wanting to call him at work. Because she literally wants to call him every day, all day, and basically talk about nothing. And she feels she has that right. And apparently, did you catch that where she basically yells and raises her voice? And she was just like, I'm just passionate. Like, no, if you're yelling and escalating your voice, then that's a problem.
Did she say passionate or aggressive?
No, she said, I'm passionate. I speak with energy and passion or something like that. Speaking with energy and passion when you're raising your voice just comes off as yelling and raising your voice to somebody that's not equally as passionate. That's just an excuse. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
And then, hold on. He was basically saying he wants to make her happy, but she's not happy. She's not a happy person.
Nope. She's aggressive, angry all the time.
Yeah.
The best phrase I can use is a phrase Mel tells me all the time when I complain about stuff. Or I'm like, man, you shouldn't do that. And Mel responds, all I got to do is stay black and die.
Uh-huh.
That's who Elaine is.
Yeah.
I'm going to just stay black and die.
I ain't got to change nothing.
I ain't got to do nothing. Whatever. And old dude, Deshaun, is just like, his demeanor,
he's laid back. Yeah, he's just like,
there you go. Look.
And I think that's why they've made it. Yeah. It's just like,
he doesn't respond.
She's flipping off, yelling, and he's just like, here she go again.
Yeah. Well, damn. I'm at work. So she calls him.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to get on. Go ahead.
She calls him at work, and he made the decision to say, hey, only text me at work. Don't call me. And she's like, well, basically, she wants to call, and why can't she call? And when she calls, it's for little frivolous things.
Nothing at all. Yeah. He answers the phone. What's the emergency? What's wrong?
She's like, where's the cereal type question?
Yeah.
Like, what? Okay, well, you know I'm at work. Just text me this. What I didn't like was when the therapist asked Deshaun, well, why can't she call you? And he's like, well, I just left the house and I just spoke with her, so she doesn't need to call me. And then the therapist was like, well, when she calls you, she probably just needs that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I
go ahead.
That's what I'm going.
So I can kind of relate to him because Angel used to call me all the time at work.
Mm.
And I would tell her, like, nah, because I'm busy, I'm doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Or if I pick up, don't get mad when I rush you off the phone because I'm at work. Because
mm-hmm.
that's one thing, like I don't like talking in circles, and if I'm on the phone with somebody, we need to be going somewhere. It ain't no, oh yeah, so what do you want?
Yeah, it's not gossip.
And then I'll rush you through the conversation. It's like, this is what you're gonna get if you call me and if I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're at work, oh, I'm on set, I can't pick up. Okay, consider me on set.
Yep.
I ain't on set with cameras pointed at me, but people are depending on me to do certain things and have certain things done. I need to be able to do those.
Yeah.
So the compromise, I can care less. Like, I agree with you on that. She wants that connection. All right, the connection, this is something built up. This ain't like one time or I have never answered the phone. As soon as I leave the house, I'm gone. And when I come back, I come back. Mm-hmm. Because it sounds like he works all day, every day. When he comes home, he's working.
Yep.
When he's in the bed, he's working.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting in the shower, checking emails and stuff. So to me, there needs to be a compromise on that aspect. We ain't dug too far in on how aggressive she is and, you know, their personalities. But I'm like, if you are to the type of person, if you can't answer the phone at work, let's check in on a lunch break. Yeah. Or call me in between projects once a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When you get off on the ride home, if you ain't got no business calls, but as soon as you walk through that door, mm-hmm. let me have some time.
Yeah.
Give me an hour or two of just us, nothing else. You know what I'm saying? So, but it don't sound like he's doing that. It's like not even a compromise I don't think they've come to, because he seems to be a workaholic.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I get where he's coming from about that constant calling, because I'm like, look, no.
Yeah.
Absolutely no. Yeah. What do you, and it would be that. What you doing? If you calling me asking me what I'm doing, you don't want nothing. You know what I'm saying?
I think that he's right when it comes to, hey, just text me at work. We can do the texting situation. When I'm free, I will call you.
Mm-hmm.
Period. If she has to communicate with him while he's at work, I'll text you or whatever. When I get home, though, when he does get home, you need to put the phone down.
Yeah.
I mean, as simple as that. Yeah. Like, I did facilities, and facilities is 24/7. So I'm at home, a burst pipe or something happens at the facility, I got to work on that all day, every day. But it got to the point where I'm like, okay, as soon as I get home, I have to put the phone away and spend as much time with mm-hmm. the kids and mail before an emergency happens.
Yeah.
If an emergency does happen. He definitely needs to work on that if he's doing that. Another thing is, and what I've learned too, women – what me and Mel have started doing, I ain't gonna talk on all women, watching shows together or having something to look, girl, you seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, you saw something old boy acting?
Yeah, relatable.
So when you are texting, it's like, or when you do call, man, you wait till you get home to see what James did to Gerald or whatever.
Or what you want to eat tonight when we, you want to order when we go golf, whatever it might be.
Whatever it might be. He seems, which I understand and who I was for a very long time. When I'm at work, if I have to stay focused on my job or I won't get it done, or mm-hmm. then I will realize the time.
Yeah.
Like, man, it's 12 o'clock. Dang. And I'm thinking that'll get in my head. And then I'm like, man, I got 4 more hours of this bull. But mm-hmm. if I stay, keep my head down and do my work, by the time I look up, it's time to go.
Yeah.
So, I think he needs to make some more time. And she needs to just, understand what's happening.
Yeah.
And then they don't tell us what she does for a living, if she's working.
They don't tell. So I've been him before of that constantly working, and I got to the point to where I saw it affecting home, and I removed emails from my phone, work emails. I completely took it off
because
they wanted it mandatory, and I'm like, I'm working all day.
Mm.
If there's an email, there's nothing I can do about it. The job site's closed down by the time we leave.
Mm-hmm.
You emailing me at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, it can wait.
Yeah.
If it's that urgent, call me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know everybody ain't in that position. And for the longest, I didn't think I was.
Yeah.
Until I realized work is going to be there tomorrow.
Mm.
And regardless of what happens, it's going to be there tomorrow. I might not. But that work will. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I ain't going to make it through the night.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not going to keep using up my valuable family time. And they, you know, all these jobs always preach the whole work-life balance is usually bullshit.
Yeah, ain't no work-life balance.
It's complete bullshit. No. But that's one thing that I did, and that's what helped is like, you know what? Let me go to this little app, uninstall.
Yeah.
When I leave at office, I'm gone. My computer, my laptop, I bring it home with me in case something come up, but yeah. I don't open it. Unless it's something really important, it's like, oh, I need to finish this, or
yeah.
That's going to be catastrophic. Nah, that laptop staying closed, a laptop case staying over in the corner till I leave out tomorrow.
That's why I'm trying my best to get out of facilities, period, mm-hmm. because unfortunate for me, my phone had to stay on because, mm-hmm. like
yeah,
I said,
right,
whatever happened at my job, it's threatening.
No, I did that for a long time. Yeah. I was the same way.
So I value my family time more than that job. So that's why I'm if I go back to facilities, I won't be there long because they will probably be like, this dude don't ever
answer his
phone.
Yeah, going back to facilities. We got these sponsors going to come down.
Man,
and y'all
my wife don't have a job, man.
Shut up. Anyway, we're going to get these sponsors going, and y'all going to be liking and subscribing and sharing and all that jazz. Anyway, we're going to move on. Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
One of the poignant things that he said that stood out to me is all he wants to do is make her happy. And we say it all the time. No one can make someone happy.
Mm.
She has to be happy.
Yeah.
And he may be doing things making her unhappy, but they need to work that out. Like, she don't seem like she's a happy person. So him trying to make her happy, he's going to fail every single time,
yeah,
in my opinion. Third couple, I'm glad they specified. It's two women. One of the women.
Hold on.
Oh, go ahead. Lauren and Sarah.
And they've been married for 2 years.
They're
Lauren and Sarah.
Lauren and Sarah.
Yeah.
Originally, I didn't know. I was going to skip if they didn't give details because I didn't want to offend nobody. But one of the women said that she is a
trans woman.
Yes.
So, because I was like, I don't know what to refer these people as, to her as, or to that person as.
Mm.
And I was like, I ain't trying to offend nobody. I just don't know what to call nobody no more. So, one is a woman. They're both women. One of them is a
trans woman.
Their words, not mine.
Yes.
I'm trying to read my notes right. Which one is the
trans woman?
I'm assuming it's Lauren.
Okay.
That's a unisex name.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Lauren.
I didn't know that. Okay. So basically, one wants a child and the other one doesn't.
Hopefully we're getting these names right. Lauren is the
trans woman.
And Lauren, they both want children, but Sarah wants a child now.
Yeah.
Lauren, at the time of this conversation of them having children, was going through her transition. So she had a lot on her mind, right? So, you know, I'm going through this. How can I bring a child in this world right now? But Sarah is saying, look, man, this is since I was a little girl, I wanted children, and you're taking this away from me right now.
Right.
I want that to happen. My question is, what I'm thinking about is, okay, Sarah, I want to confirm this. Sarah, the woman, the biological woman, if she knew that she
can't
wanted,
even say that,
huh? I can't say biological.
Apparently not.
Oh my goodness!
It's just Sarah.
Okay, Sarah.
This is what Angel would tell me. Okay. Just say Sarah.
Okay, Sarah. if she wanted children from a little, you know, from a little girl, when did she get with Lauren? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like if
because that's a massive, that's a huge switch in life.
Yeah, because I would think, as a little girl, you're thinking, I'm going to be with a man and I'm going to get pregnant. At that time, as a child, you're not, I'm an adult.
Because they give ages?
These ones right here? No, they didn't give the age.
I would think, I mean, I don't know.
But I wonder, when did she get with Lauren? And did she know? Was Lauren him at the time, or was he her at the time?
Yeah.
And that would help me figure out, like, if she's, you know, if she's not being understandable about her transitioning, because if you were with him before he was transitioning, then I can understand you, like, no, I want my baby. Now, I know you transitioning, but you knew this before you was trying to transition. But now you don't put this transition in front of my child. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy. This is.
Yeah, so one thing that Lauren said that stood out to me that made complete sense is because there's other things happening. And, you know, Sarah seems to be unhappy about a lot. She was saying that, I don't want to bring a child to fix your happiness. I don't want to bring a child into this world just to fix your happiness. And I'm like, you're going to have to rebuttal on that, because that's a good point.
Yep.
It's like, this, if Lauren sees how unhappy Sarah is, and Sarah's like, well, a baby will fix all this. And Lauren's like, nah, baby ain't going to fix this. The whole lot of other things to work on before we bring a child into this to try to fix this.
Yeah.
Because that ain't what kids do.
And that's
that's just going to make it even more stressful.
And the therapist doubled down on that.
Lack of sleep, that's going to ruin all of that happiness.
Yeah.
I'm going to move off of them.
Well, that's what that
was the main part of
that. That was their issue. So and it is right. Lauren is the trans. And Sarah. It's interesting though.
Mm-mm. What?
No, it's interesting that's
why I said No, you know, I would love to talk to, because I have questions on like that kind of relationship. And I don't want to ask a question like that without somebody here to guide me through how to ask that question, and somebody to direct that question to.
Well, I don't know what your question may be, but my question is, are you planning, when you do have a child, are you planning to have, and is Lauren's transition, is that everything? Like,
it sounds like it.
Okay, so I wonder, this
I don't
is
know.
Interesting, because
yeah,
I wonder
know.
If Lauren is freezing his sperm to then
fertilize
her egg.
I don't know.
Or if she's just like right out the rip, like, we're just adopting kids.
I don't know any
so
of that.
As we go further into the show, we'll find out. Cause
yeah.
I mean, this is literally where they stopped
episode. They cut off, they left cliffhangers for each couple. So there's absolutely no closure. And we just gonna go episode by episode and see where this unfolds, and we gonna give opinions on the status that they gave us currently, not the end result. So a lot of y'all might already know the end result, but we watching this blind going forward. And then the fourth couple, they didn't go into them a whole lot. It was what was their name?
You got Evelyn and Alan.
Evelyn and Alex.
Alan. Yes.
Evelyn and Alan. Oh, it was
married 6 years.
So
and 3 months. Into therapy.
3 months into therapy. He says she's never happy and he wants out.
Yep.
Simple as that. And she feels that it's her fault that he wants out.
Well, he makes it seem like it's
her fault.
Yeah, yeah.
And she believes it though. Like, she didn't correct me if you remember, didn't the therapist say, do you feel like this is all on you? And she was like, yeah.
He makes me feel like
okay. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was.
So this guy, Alan, also this in the beginning, they show you 3 months of 3 months into therapy. Right. But it's this scene is actually, like they said, 3 months into therapy. So they're doing their story backwards.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah,
at the
that.
End
yeah,
of
yeah,
this
yeah.
episode, they both was like, you know, yeah, I guess so. We can walk out. They were both over the relationship because Allen, I'm getting too far ahead of myself. Allen goes, he works for a fashion company or a clothing company, and he goes out with his co-workers, girls.
I must have been painting the door when all this happened.
Yeah, you might have. Well, this is what happened.
And I missed Sarah and Lauren, too. I missed a large portion of theirs. That's why I was like, I don't know what all they explained.
So Allen, what's her name? What's the...
You keep rewinding, man.
Oh, no, because I went too far ahead. Allen.
Oh, we're poking his phone like an old man.
Evelyn. Okay.
And Allen.
Evelyn doesn't trust Allen because Allen has friendships with his coworkers who are
women,
like model type women, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I missed this.
Okay. So Allen was basically saying, I'm over it. You know, it's not much I can do about this. Mm-hmm. Blase. She's convinced that she didn't say it, but she's convinced that he's cheated or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But he's saying, ain't nothing happened between me and nobody. Blase. And she's just emotional about the fact that this man.
She was emotional. She couldn't talk. She couldn't say nothing. Yes. The parts that I saw.
He leaves the house for like 3-4 hours, don't call, don't answer his phones.
Oh, Lord.
This man.
Come on, man.
This man goes out with his coworkers or with other women and says this is what I do. You have to trust me. Blase. So, and he said he's basically done with trying to please her. And then the therapist asks her, like, well, how do you feel? Where do you think you're at? And then they cut to a scene to where she's just like, yeah, I agree with them. And then they show them walking out of the counseling session. So that's where we are with them. And then I'm assuming 3 months in, they're going to show them the first day in.
Of therapy. So they've already showed them splitting off.
Yeah.
So that's the end result.
We think that's the end result.
Okay. All right. That was, you know, all right. That's probably to keep us. Okay.
Everybody else was, and they've been married 6 years. I don't know if we said that, but everybody else has been their first day of therapy. This is their 3 month day, 3 months into therapy.
You know, okay.
Yeah. So, what I get from this though is, you know, this guy is, there's no excuse for any man or woman leave the house. One, not answer your phone and then don't call back or text back.
Right.
On top of leaving the house for hours, 3-4 hours leaving the house, not responding to anything. You can't justify that. So right. My call right off rip, this dude cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Straight like that. If he ain't, I would still leave his ass because you ain't about to be.
She knows I'm recording.
See?
She won't respond to me if she's on Here's the Thing.
Angel, stop, man. But matter of fact. Let's see a couple therapy guys slide on. But this guy has no excuse. I have nothing to say about the wife in this situation because, to be honest, they ain't give us much. But from what I saw, that's what I expect from a woman trying to contact her husband. And she knows he's around beautiful women.
Right.
And, I mean, whether you're a beautiful woman or not, if your husband is around another beautiful lady, there's going to be some type of, you know, man, what's happening? Because you ain't answering your phone or entertaining me at all.
Yeah.
Something's jumping off. Anyway, that's where we are with that. The last thing is the therapist has her own advisor.
Hold on. Let me get to this couple.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't watch that. Go ahead.
No, I was in and out. Oh. So, My bad. No, it's all good. Okay. I know what it feels like now. No, so with her, I know I was actually piggybacking off what you were saying. So I think, in my opinion, regardless, I don't care if it's you, if your husband is hanging out with men and your wife's hanging out with women, it don't matter who it is. For you to go out and be gone for that long and completely just disconnect altogether, that's a problem. You going out hanging out with coworkers or whoever, the thing is you don't even leave. If you in a relationship that you actually care about, you don't even leave room for those thoughts to run through nobody's mind.
Yeah.
You don't even put yourself in that position to where it even might look like that something like that is going on. It ain't about, she don't have a reason to trust him.
Yeah.
What kind, he hasn't shown any reason for her to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, she don't trust me. What have you done to make her trust you?
Yeah.
That's the problem. I think that's what he's missing. She has every right to believe that something might be happening because she has no proof that nothing's mm-hmm. not happening. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing is like, I've told a story before. Angel, I think she was it was a birthday party I went to, mm-hmm. and, knew most of the people there. And there was one young lady that was really close friends of the person whose birthday it was. I didn't know this young lady. We didn't really know each other. And it was outside of the park. And we was both sitting at a picnic table, right? And she was sitting on one end, I was sitting on the other. And I was like, hey, how you doing, Marcus? And she is due. So I was like, oh, yeah, you know, birthday girl, my wife, really close friend. So we just talking about who we know and everything. And I got up, got a plate. And she was talking to some other people, came back, sat down. We still sitting at the same table. I went on and got up and left the table because I'm like, I don't know this young lady, but I know most people here.
Yeah.
But for the people I don't know, what is this going to look like to them?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I have to be cautious of how people will perceive something that's going on.
Yeah.
Innocent conversation.
Yeah.
And I remember doing that. And I remember I told Angel, I was like, you know what happened? And I told her the situation. She was like, it is messed up that you got to think like that because mm-hmm. people will get – like, oh, you know, so-and-so was over. What was they doing all that time? I'm like, we talking about kids. We talking about the birthday party. You know what I'm saying? But it's just situations because I didn't know everybody there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, for the people that know me, know that ain't the case. People that know both of us, she seemed like she was cool, know that ain't the case with her.
Uh-huh.
But for the people that don't know, it's just like, remove yourself from that situation.
Yeah.
But him, he's leaving every thought process that could possibly go through her mind to go through her mind, and he's not doing anything to stop it other than trust me. For what? Why would I trust you?
Like, they show little snippets, right? He's at a bar and he's just sitting there talking to the waitress and she's not around. It's almost, and there's another snippet of the therapist saying, well, it seems like you like going out and experiencing life without her.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So it's like, how you married 6 years and just
mm-hmm.
not even be involved with your wife like that? I mean, going out places? Come on. So I see the cheating aspect coming to light. I don't know how she's going to play it, but from what they showed, she's done with it too. Oh, at one point she said, well, it feels like I just need to go out and do what I want to do. And you see him on the side of the camera. He almost like, what? He does this. Mm-hmm. Man.
Go on, send your lady out there.
Yeah. Let her
send out there around some goons. Let's see what happens. She gonna come back, new walk, new hairdo.
That's what I'm saying.
She gonna be setting different.
Let her leave the house. Let her leave the house for 4 hours and not call you, say nothing to you, and then tell you, yeah, a couple of partners of mine that I work with, number dudes, successful dudes. He's bald headed. You know, successful hairline dudes with flowing hair.
He is bald headed, ain't he? He's like, oh yeah, his hairline's beautiful.
Yeah. They work out, they seem fit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And see how he feel about that. This dude tripping. He's cheating. got to be. If he ain't.
Yeah, with that, you cheating until you prove that you don't, that you ain't cheating. Yeah, like, that's that. To leave the house and not pick up, like, first of all, anything could be happening. Like, you see, I don't care how many times, Angel, she called me twice back to back. Now I'm like, what's wrong?
Yeah.
Because I'm her protector. I got to make sure everything good. If I pick up, hey, you all right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was over here. Did you know gas was? Don't call me until you need something. Because then I'm going to be mad. But you know, that's something you don't do. You don't ignore somebody. You don't sever a connection just because you done left the house. That's only means you out doing dirt. That's simple as that.
Yeah, you doing dirt, playboy.
Less if he was at work and getting calls nonstop, like old girl.
Might
be something different. But come on,
But he's still texting back.
Yeah,
so he's responding.
Yeah, at least I'm responding. Hey,
I'm alive, work. Baby. Yeah. Just give me a few.
Now he's putting work before her. That's a different thing. But like you were saying, the therapist has a therapist.
Yes,
because she all this is coming at her, and she's just like.
Yeah, she got to deal with.
And the one I like what she said is with the advice that she was given by her therapist is it's not up to you to get these people to stay together or decide whether they need to stay together. It's up to them.
Yeah. You have if they ask you, what do you think? You don't have any. You don't have any feedback on that. That's on you all.
Yeah.
If you want to stay together. Or not. That's not for me to decide. That's not for me to decide. So I was like, dang, that's tough. Because of Alan and Evelyn, she wants to call bullshit on Alan.
Right.
She wants to be like, hold up, chump mother, where you been?
Say it. I'll take it out. All right, Kev, you can't cuss.
It's kind of hard for me now.
Really?
Yeah, see, I'll be like, mother, I can barely say like it's that I'll be anyway.
I don't, all right, mother. Like,
she wants to call bullshit on Alan because he's straight up. He's not telling the truth. So she wants to ask Alan like, where are you at?
Right.
Why aren't you answering your phone?
Why do you have to spend so much time away from her?
Like, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Like, right now, tell the truth. Like, she wants to say this to him, but she's asking her advisor, like, when do I get to say bullshit? You're lying, this, that, and other. But the therapist is you can't do that. You have to work around it and make them work it out to where they understand what's happening. So, that's going to be interesting to see how the therapist approaches him again. But her therapist, man, I don't know how she looks like the dude off of Back to the Future.
Oh, my God. Dr. Fly?
Yeah, man. She looked like that dude off of Back to the Future.
Marty! We gotta go back to 1988. Shut up, boy.
But she watch when you look at it.
I did not agree with Goose.
y'all going to agree with me. She looked like the mad scientist.
Hey, he ain't mad.
Oh, crazy, whatever he is.
He's brilliant.
But it's crazy that she has it's not crazy that she has a therapist. It's interesting to see that she has to even work all this out because of all the information overload she's getting. Yeah,
she looks stressed.
Oh.
She looked just as stressed as a couple do sometimes.
Man, she be. She
I don't know like if this. I could use her as a therapist. Yeah.
The whole time, her face is just like, and I know the wheels in her head are just.
Yeah. It's crazy to see a therapist work. The one Angel uses for herself, and we use together too. It's crazy how broad they start out because they'll just be like, so, what do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah.
Just like, you ain't going to give us no bullet points to start with.
Just talk to me.
Yeah, and then they narrow it down. It's a neat and interesting process that they do. Not to say, sometimes people in therapy, it's the last thing they're thinking is neat because they're going through it. But anyway, yeah.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I was saying about.
I was trying to end it, man.
Yeah, we're going to end it.
I'm just saying we already over, man.
Okay. All right, let me finish.
You ain't the one editing. I'm editing. You the one going to be.
I'm a man.
God dang, man.
Oh, back to what I was saying.
Trying to get back to my family. I'm over here working. You know.
every time, just because he's taller than me. Look, but y'all see the vast variety of situations. Mm-hmm. None of them are even overlapping each other. They're all just different situations. Different. So, you know, join in, watch it. It's on Showtime.
Yeah.
Prime, Amazon Prime. What is? Check out Amazon Prime too. It might be on Amazon Prime too.
I didn't even bother checking there because I had to download Amazon Showtime.
Yeah, because I was going through Amazon Prime. I saw something that's on but it'll Showtime.
It'll cost on Amazon Prime. You can go Showtime, get you a free trial.
Yeah, you do that too. You pay $99 for the whole year. But anyway,
Can I?
Couple stare.
All right. So what was the first? I don't know if we're going to do every episode of Let Us Tell It and Couples Therapy Build a full episode or a segment. We'll see.
Yeah, we see.
Because we might be able to run through them quick. But let us know what y'all think. Let us know if y'all what y'all thought about this episode. This is something we're going to try. It's a little newer to something that we can all relate to other than just outer worldly things. And it's actually this is a little easier on us because we don't have to come up with a topic. The topic is given to us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let us know if y'all haven't watched the show. We started, like I said, episode 1, season 1, and we're going to do episode 2 next week. So I've been your host, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T, Goose.
You can catch me on IG, G-O-O-L-Z-B-Y. On YouTube, Building with Goose, and you can buy my merch at reppedmerch.com.
Absolutely. And if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube on Tanksley TV. All you got to do is go to Let Us Tell It. And if you're watching, you can also listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. Check y'all next week. Y'all have a good one.